Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. Y'all know how it is and what we do. We want to hear from you. So, if you can, give us a call. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, if you're afraid to call us, you know, you can always email us your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We social network, so if you're interested in hollering at us in social network setting, if you have Facebook, you one of them old people, as they say, that has Facebook, you can jump in the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, you Google it and you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk about it. Doesn't matter the platform. Talk. We will talk. Is that that sound?
You love to talk.
Yes,
and it doesn't matter. You love to talk.
All right, and speaking of talk, you ready?
Ready.
You know what you're ready for. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, it's coming. August 24th. All right. It's another straight pride parade. It's an organization calling itself the National Straight Pride Coalition. It's going to be in Grosseto Park in Modesto. Because, you know, everybody trying to get it. Modesto. Straight Pride Parade.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot.
So did we find out? I didn't hear about, like, what happened with the first one. I know there was one. Wasn't there one last month or is it supposed to be this month?
Yeah.
I know we talked about it, but I don't remember, like, hearing anything about it afterwards.
It ain't came yet. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, they just, you know, we're going to have these straight pride parades. They're like, as you know, June was gay pride month, supposedly. So they're going to make July straight pride month. No, August.
Oh,
my bad.
Okay.
August.
Okay.
So, you know, give you some time to come down off your gay pride high and, you know, then you can get into your straight pride.
Well, I can't say that. I don't know. Would gay people participate in that?
What, in gay pride?
They might come and mock it. No, in the straight pride. Because, I mean, straight people participate in gay pride.
Yeah, because there's pop. I'm guessing the straight pride, you know, generally is those people that we try to avoid, you know, those white nationalists, whatnot.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, my curiosity is would probably, I'd have to go up there with the homie Strap, so I, no.
Yeah, and I'm very curious. That's why I was like, I'd love to see a new something, a little, you know, how they do a parade at the gay pride and they show it on TV or whatever. I would love to see that on TV, the straight pride.
Yeah,
I'm just
curious
as to how that's going to look.
Yeah, and Modesto is hot as hell.
And Modesto as that, like.
Right.
I mean, that's not
a destination spot.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of people.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Like, you know, we talk about going on vacation. I ain't heard too many folks like, man, I was in Modesto. It was off the chain.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it, people come from all over the world to come to San Francisco for the gay pride. So I'm
yep.
just wondering, like, how the straight is going to work.
Yeah,
because
so,
I mean, see too many straight people traveling to Modesto.
Yep. Yeah. No, we gonna see if
okay.
there's mad flock. It might be what's hot in the streets. You know, Modesto.
It might be.
Yeah, it's not a lot to do. And so they get out there. I mean, because I remember doing a comic book show out there, and it was folks mm-hmm. lined up around the corner. So.
Yeah, but that's yeah. a little different, though.
Not really. You know, because
no?
you got to do it. It's a parade. It's going to be some tight butt cheeks, you know, just.
Yeah, and so that's what
street.
I'm saying, like, who's coming? Like, who's going to, not that I know who's at the gay pride parade, but I'm just like, are hundreds coming? Are thousands coming? You know, is it, you
well,
know?
Well, it's going to happen at a park, August
24th. Okay.
So if you're interested, mm-hmm. and if anybody's going to be there, if y'all listening, please let me know. I mean, it's a Saturday, so it might be what's really hot. I mean, it's going to be hot in Modesto regardless. So,
definitely.
Yeah, so the straight, right, I mean, it's going to be weird because I'm just thinking that they might not try to get diversity in their platform. I'm
yeah.
just, you know, I it would
so
be weird.
So do you think it's just another, it's just like a cover or a nice way to say white nationalism?
I don't know. I mean, straight pride, it could be just some, you know, some Christian folks.
Well, I'm straight and I'm proud, but that doesn't mean I want to do that.
Well, yeah,
you know what
I mean? But, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
I don't necessarily have to come out and do all that stuff. So that's why I'm just like kind of curious. Like, I understand like what the point they're trying to prove.
Yep.
I'm just trying to think like
who's gonna be
yeah.
there. I guess we stay tuned.
Yeah.
We have 29 days, 30 days before it happens.
Okay. I'll have to mark that on my calendar.
Yeah, Modesto, stand up. Any listeners in Modesto, please let me know. You know, I'd love to correspond with you and see if we can get you to do some stuff with us. We can cover the straight pride with you. Anyway, we gonna get back to our regularly scheduled program here. You know, there's people use that Fitbit, right? I know people who use
mm-hmm.
Fitbit. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
these Fitbits could have a flaw, according to Sarah Tu at CNET. Supposedly, they have trouble giving readings on people with darker skin. Of course, the people at Fitbit said that the HR tracks heart rate on every complexion. And
what?
Yeah. Says that what they do is they use green lights to continuously monitor. But use the infrared light to take readings every 5 minutes. But they said that the stats report said that the green light has a shorter wavelength and is more readily absorbed by melanin. So that makes it harder for people with darker skin tones to get accurate readings. So, melanin absorbs sunlight and apparently green light. So when you were playing red light, green light, you didn't even know you had an advantage. Red light, green light, I'm absorbing that.
I can keep going, yeah.
Yeah. So if you didn't know, Fitbit users, that the green light is it being absorbed and it might be messing with your reading. It's a public service, smooth drama public service announcement.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny that Fitbit's been around for quite some time, so it's...
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of technologies out there that just, they don't take...
You just don't know.
Account, talking about it. And because we have melanin accounts for stuff like that, that other people who don't have melanin can't account for.
True.
Yep. Anyway, while we're talking about account for something, we might as well go ahead on and bust out our dumbass of the week. All right. So, I don't know. Some people have seen it. Some people haven't. In Yellowstone Park, a 9-year-old girl, she's recovering after she was tossed in the air by a bison on Monday. It was in Odessa, Florida. She was from Odessa, Florida, and she's part of a group of about 50 or 60 people who came within 5 to 10 feet of the bison. I'm like, you know, you see it, and it looks like something out of a comic book movie, right?
Yeah, it doesn't look real at all.
Yeah, it doesn't look real at all, because the bison is there, and then all of a sudden, you see the bison start running toward people, and the bison hits her, and she goes flying, like, straight out some special effects. I just watched Spider-Man a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he looks like... She looks like a rat, though.
Right. Which, to the bison, she was. And, you know, dumbasses is those adults that actually got within 5-10 feet of a wild animal. You know, I'm just going to say that wild animals are wild animals. And...
Are they?
Yeah, they kind of are.
I'm sure they're wild.
Yeah, you know, some people...
Because I think some people don't believe that.
Yeah, they don't. And every now and again, you find out that they're wild animals. If it ain't monkeys throwing doo-doo at you, or lions almost
stealing
opening your door at a safari, it's a bison. Mm. Knocking your ass across the way. Unfortunately, a 9-year-old girl had to suffer because stupid adults think, you get to use a bison. He's so cute.
Well, my thing, too, is why wasn't she, like, close to... Because you see the adults running, like, to the right. And she's kind of running straight and trying to run to the right. But then the bison catches her.
Right.
But I'm like, she should have been close by the adults, if nothing else.
Well, fine,
you want to be stupid and get close, but then you keep your child close, too.
Right. She's 9. I don't blame the 9-year-old.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
It's the adults.
Yeah.
It is always the adults. So all of those adults that were there and... had that little girl out there, you know. I mean, she had to learn that lesson. They haven't talked about the extent of her injuries, but
yeah,
they said
they weren't life threatening.
They said
they weren't life threatening. That, you know, she was bruised and I don't even think she had any broken bones. She was just bruised and, you know, banged up a little bit.
Well, I mean, you best believe she ain't going to get close to the wild animals no more.
She probably won't even be bothered with her parents anymore. She probably doesn't trust them. She's like, I'm not going anywhere with you guys.
Y'all age.
Yeah.
Daddy, what's wrong
exactly.
with you? I mean, if you got
exactly.
bruised, I mean, it was first saw it, it's like, my first thought was like, damn, is this real?
Yeah, because I didn't think, because when I first saw the video, I was like, oh, he's charging him, but I didn't think he was going to catch anybody, because I didn't see the little girl. Until she went up in the air, I just saw the adults running to the right, and then I saw the little girl going, and I'm like, oh, wow. She didn't even look real going in the air.
Yeah.
It looked like the ragdoll.
Yeah.
That's just awful.
Yeah, that it is. That's him back up off.
I couldn't even imagine.
Bitches.
Yeah.
I ain't playing
right.
with y'all. Bison was
right.
like, Mr. I ain't playing with your bitch ass.
Exactly.
I'm not supposed
to. Too many of y'all out here today.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean.
Y'all gonna learn.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna learn.
They got whole videos about when animals attack. You can watch that for hours on YouTube. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't need to because I already know.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying I don't either. I'm just saying I don't even need to be in the vicinity of any wild animals. So.
Yeah.
That's what that wild animal is enough for me to keep away.
Yep. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Rhapsody. Drama.
Billie Holiday, I sing your blues. Bet your life against me and I swear to God you lose it. Motherfucker cops, we still singing for St. Louis. Super easy flow, shit, I can do it while I'm snoozing. Tripping off the dope again like Pookie out of rehab. Talking money you ain't got, titty making me laugh. Call it funny paper like it's Sunday praising Jesus. The world going ape again, I swear we need a season. I told him I ain't single, we still asking can I see. Told him he ain't too small while them other ladies deep. I'm scoring in the fishing. I'm just talking business. Numbers never lie when you've been shooting high percentage. Go ahead. 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 Intense when your color is cement. Throwing shade so much a nigga never needed tint. Either way, it's dog to save myself a couple cents. I'm smarter than the average, we just talking about the rent, yeah. Home of the free, living in America. Cold, cold world, I guess we all is Nancy Kerrigan. Thought they let you skate through, run like Marion. Let you reach your goal and let it call you old arrogant. Jordan 85 and shit, break your foot and all that. Book sense, common sense. I'm just in another space. You still on the same planet. Rain shooting out of veins. I ain't talking the Atlantic. Call me Plymouth Rock, baby. No Thanksgiving, no. Only thing I'm thinking now is how to flip another flow. I ain't talking commercial, so I know I'm talking progressive. So over your heads, my homies that count your blessings. It's about Tennessee, and I ain't speaking Memphis. I'm talking about patience, gift, friendship, being relentless. Boy, I got some wings, and I ain't speaking on business. But if they ever get one, you know I'm whipping on Indies. 500, 100. I told you, ma, suckers, I'm coming. Whether man or you woman, boy, I'm a beast if you front it. Bring you back to your front end. Bring you back to your front end. Bring it back, rewind. It's nothing to shine. So I go here. Go here. Go ahead.
together, you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Rhapsody Drama. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I guess I should add an addendum. Look, if you're going to call in and try to be funny, I'm going to clown you. I'm just saying. It's going to happen. And, you know, I've had these callers who want to call in, want to be funny, talking about nuts and all this other stuff, you know. I'm just saying, you come at me, I'm coming back. Anyway, speaking of coming at somebody, this ASAP Rocky thing, it's crazy.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I feel like, did you see, by any chance, did you see the video of Future's bodyguard getting knocked out?
Who's not bodyguard?
I think he was in the Future.
No, I heard about
it. He was, so he was in the UK as well. So it seems like the UK is, like, bent on giving these rappers a hard time, which, you know, I don't know. I guess I don't know if they're trying to get street credit or what. But for ASAP Rocky, I feel like, I mean, you're not really too much worried about what's going on in the rest of the world for people of color, but you want everybody to care about your situation.
Well,
so I'm like, you know.
Well,
I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, rappers go to jail all the time, so I don't understand.
Well, I think it's that lesson, because I think you talk about ASAP Rocky. I think he came out and was talking that revolution stuff, you know.
Yeah, he's not down with that. He don't know what's going on with Ferguson. He ain't got time for that. He lives in Beverly Hills, and, you know,
right. He's
with bad chicks and all this other stuff. That is not his life. He doesn't understand that.
Well, he wants
to be free.
Yeah, I'm thinking he understands the hell out of it now. See, is that, you know, yeah, you're a quote unquote rich black man, but you still a black man. And if you didn't believe that they was hating on you before, well, he knows now, because supposedly, today they ruled that he got another week before the trial. And he's got 23 hours in isolation. He gets that 1 hour out.
Mm-hmm.
So he getting that work over there, that black work. Because generally they hold people over in Sweden, according to their laws, for 3 days.
Wow.
No bail system, none of that. They get 3 days, but they giving him that extra. He getting that extra.
Wow.
I mean, because I watched the video. I mean, he's just defending himself, you know, because them dudes was following him. But it's you don't care about Ferguson, you don't care about none of that other stuff. You care now.
Yeah.
You care now.
And, it's all for real now.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it, you know, Trump is out there trying to get him out, whatnot, and talking about vouching for him for bail, but in Sweden there is no bail. They don't have a bail system like that. So.
And why is Trump trying to help it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you think about it, he's a sellout Negro. So Trump down with all the sellout Negroes. It makes sense, right?
Okay.
So, I mean,
not to me. I would think that, you know, the same energy he was giving everybody about his, you know, about the atrocities of the community, I would think everybody, I mean, I don't know, I would just think Trump would have other things to do besides to worry about I mean, he's not, I don't even know, I don't want to say second rate rapper, but I mean, he all right. So,
yeah, well, I mean, the point is, Trump take care of his own. And when you sell out Negro, he take care of him. And, I mean, his super sellout, number one, Ace Boone Coon, Kanye West, you know, kind of asked, like, hey, can you do something for me, homie?
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes better sense to me.
Yeah, so they asked, like, can you speak on it? And, I mean, you know, for your coons, you know, master do his thing for the coons. That's what you gotta understand. Coons get special treatment from their master.
Yeah, I know that. I was just trying to figure out the connection, but since you said Kanye and Kim, I'm like, okay, well there it goes. I understand it better now.
Yeah, and the funny thing.
Because I mean, I didn't think.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
I just didn't think, not that he wasn't a sellout, I just didn't think he was like Kanye West status sellout. You know, I didn't think he was, you know, like really trying to like uplift Trump either. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think he had anything political to say about anything.
He
don't. Trump was doing a favor. So.
Yeah, he's one of Kanye's boys. So, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, he's one of them Kanye boys. I got you. I got you. And so,
yeah, I get it.
That's what it is. And so, it was funny because Kamala Harris came out and was like, yeah, it was a misuse of his power when he attempted to get ASAP Rocky out. I'm like, I don't even know why she would come out and even touch on that. You know,
because that's a daily thing, isn't it?
Well,
he misuses his power daily, so.
Right, but I mean, it's like you want to make you want to get some political cachet by attacking the dude that's trying to free a black person. I don't know. I mean, I've always been skeptical of her because she's a prosecutor talking about she down with black people. And I know folks are like, yeah, don't question her blackness because you shouldn't. And far be it from me to question anybody's blackness. I just question their actions. So her actions in the past have not shown an inclination at really loving black people, aside from the fact that she's black. She claims she's black.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all she's got.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people, they ride their blackness out when it's a political thing. When she was a prosecutor, it's not really all that important.
Yeah.
Anyway, while we're sitting there and we're talking about rappers, there's another rapper. they don't learn. KK. Do you know who TK is?
Who, TK?
TK.
No.
Yep, I don't know.
I remember there was a rapper called KK.
No, he's TK. He's been sentenced to 55 years in prison for his role in the murder of 21-year-old Ethan Walker during the Texas home invasion. And what they did, I mean, because he'd been facing 5 to 99 years behind bars. He was found guilty on the 19th of July. The jury tacked on a $10,000 fine for the murder charge and an additional $11,000 fine accounting for the three aggravated robbery charges. And on Monday, the prosecution presented the jury with his music video and the lyrics to his 2017 breakout hit, The Race, which they claim perpetrates violence and showed him brandishing a firearm. So, another one of these rappers trying to live their lyrics.
Okay, and, but I thought they couldn't use stuff like that, like, against you in court. Like, your music persona doesn't necessarily have to do with who you are as a person.
Yeah, but remember,
I mean,
Bobby
his
Shmurda,
case it does, but I didn't think they could use that.
Yeah, but Bobby Shmurda went to jail behind that. I mean, behind his lyrics.
Well, I thought he actually admitted to some things that he did, though.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
he actually. So is that what the, is that what this rapper did as well? He admitted to.
No, but see, once they got him, you know, because you get the jury of your peers in the Midwest, whatnot, talking about showing your music video, talking about the violence that you actually perpetrated, was a part of. I mean, it's a record that sells itself. And they're making sure that any additional money that he had, they're going to take that by tacking on the fines. They're sticking it to him. So, yeah, you don't know who Tay K is. I don't know who Tay K is. And we're not going to ever know now, because guess what? Tay K going to jail. Tay K ain't recording nothing.
No.
Yep.
For a
bring
long time, possibly.
Yeah, it reminds me of that old MF Doom, rap snitches, telling all their business. Be their own star witness. It's like, you want to tell these dudes, man, stop it. Stop hooking.
I mean, if they don't see it by now.
Okay. They don't. They don't. And speaking of jail, multi-millionaire financier, Jeffrey Epstein. He's awaiting trial for sex abuse. He was accused of sex trafficking underage girls, i.e. slavery. See, like, I keep saying we want to change the words up. Nope. He's a slave trader that got caught up. Apparently, he was found injured in his jail cell. Had some marks around his neck. They said maybe he did it to himself. But I'm going to take a wild guess that he probably didn't choke himself out in the cell and beat himself up. Just.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, aw.
I mean, it's not uncommon for prisoners to hang themselves, but if there was no evidence of a hanging, then.
Well, no,
yeah,
he didn't hang himself.
Say.
Yeah, he had some red marks around his neck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like fingers.
Yeah, some fingers. It's like, aw.
Okay.
Aw. Oh, Jeffrey got choked out a little bit. Got beat up a little bit in jail. Because they didn't give him bail either. So, Jeffrey Epstein. He's getting that work. Couldn't have happened to a better dude. Now, we just gonna go on to the haters of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, it's two haters. First hater the EPA, they announced today that they will allow chlorpyrifos, which is a widely used pesticide that's been linked to learning disabilities, to remain on the market for agricultural use. You know, learning disabilities in children, it's kind of, it's been linked to it, which means it's true. And they're like, nah, you know what? We just gonna, they said the risk that supposedly is posing to brain development are not supported by valid, complete, and reliable evidence. It's just a bunch of kids that just, they're kind of slow. Had nothing to do with the drugs and the food, whatnot.
See, that's the way that the cards were dealt for them, huh?
Yeah, it was just born that way. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the EPA that's supposed to be looking out for the people that we pay taxes to look out for us. They're like, you know what? Mm-mm. We're not banning that pesticide that's linked to brain damaging children. That would be protecting you. We can't do that.
Yeah, because there's no kickback money for us if we do.
Yeah, because y'all are already paying us, but they're paying us a little bit more. So it's like,
yeah,
it's like double jeopardy, where you getting paid by people, but then these people pay you money too. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to pretend like I'm down with y'all, but I'm really down with the people that pay us a little bit more.
Exactly.
EPA,
that's
the Environmental Protection Agency. Y'all the shit. Anyway, also a personal hater. In Tokyo, a man shouted out "die" as he doused the animation studio with fuel and set it ablaze. Killing at least 33 people in the nation's worst mass murder in nearly two decades. It was in the city of Kyoto. The 41-year-old man who did the Kyoto Animation Building shortly after 10 a.m., he just set it on fire. Yeah.
Had to happen.
But it's,
I mean,
it's an animation studio. So I'm going to guess that he just didn't like some of their stuff. I mean, they did a popular series.
Did he work there? He wasn't an employee or nothing? Or doesn't say?
No, they haven't said. It's just, they've done quite a few, and they've got the Dream movie is due to be released this month. I mean, it's an animation studio, so yeah, he might have got fired, or he just didn't like whatever they put out. I don't know. It's silly reason to kill people. I mean, and I always say, look, if you're mad at certain individuals, get at them certain individuals that piss you off. Don't kill everybody. You know?
Yeah, innocent people that have nothing to do with your problem.
Right. See, it's my problem.
Yeah, but if he was just a person, maybe he didn't necessarily know who to blame for whatever his issue was, but he blamed the entire studio. So whatever his anger was about.
But, you know, we all work. And so,
yeah,
you know, we're not in charge. So you're not in charge. So you're mad at somebody at the top of an organization for doing something to you. The regular workers,
mm-hmm.
they ain't got nothing to do with it. They're kind of like, hey,
If my mental health isn't right, I don't really care. You have something to do with it. So, you know, that goes back to mental health.
Yep, that's how you rolling?
Yeah.
All right.
If we just got people help mentally.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go on break. I tried to figure out how to keep brown sugar from killing everybody in my organization. it's the immortal technique. Third world.
You just don't even know.
Where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth, right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed, from where police brutality's not half as nice, it makes the hood in America look like paradise. More effective. Golden diamonds are ripped from the earth, right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed, from where police brutality's not half as nice. The third world, motherfucker. From where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth, right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed, from where police brutality's not half as nice. It makes the hood in America look like paradise. Compared to the AIDS infected Caribbean slum, African streets with a passport and American gun, from where they massacre people and try to keep it quiet, and spend the next 25 years trying to deny it. Up from where they cut your hands off if you make a fist. A nigga stole coca cause the job market doesn't exist. That slave labor, modern day company store. And peacekeepers don't ever, ever, ever come here no more. From where the bombs that they used to drop on Vietnam, still as children born, deform 8 months before they gone. I'm from where they lost the full meaning of the Quran. Cause heroin is not compatible with Islam. And niggas know that, but throw that posse seat anyway. Cause that boom rap parachute does not come every day. I'm from where people pray to the gods of their conquerors, and practically every president for money launderer. From where the only place democracy's acceptable is if America's candidate is electable. And they might even have a black president, but he's useless. Cause he does not control the economy, stupid. Lock and hold your gun where I'm from, the third world. In many places, but I'm third world born. Gorillas hit and run where I'm from, the third world, son. You polluted everything and now the third world's gone. Water's poison where I'm from, the third world, son. 700 children died by the end of the storm. Revolution will come where I'm from, the third world, son. Constant occupation leads the third world. I'm from where the Catholic Church is some racist shit. They help Europe and America break this bitch. They pray the white Spanish Jesus whose face is this, but never talk about the black folks. Still decide elections. Militaries like the mafia, you pay for protection. Catamite sex laws is what the country sells. And rich white businessmen make the best clientele. Hustle where they too pussy to come home survivor. And they murder Coca-Cola union organizers. Hustle where the justice system is top of legal. Fuck government, niggas politic over perico. Rebelde conocido, enterrado vivo. Como otro argentino desaparecido. Cause Rico laws don't apply to the CIA. And motherfuckers make sneakers for a quarter a day. I'm from where they overthrow democratic leaders. Not for the people, but for the Wall Street Journal readers. From where blacks, indigenous peoples, and Asians were once slaves of the Caucasian. And it's amazing how they trained them to be racist against themselves in the place they was raised in. Who kept us caged in? Destroyed our culture and said that you civilized us. Raped our women, and when we were born, you despised us. Gentrified us, Asian provocateur dividers, and crucified every revolutionary messiah. So I'm a sort of global riot, it's not even your fake. Anti-communist dictators can keep crying. Fucking charity medicine trying to murder me. The immunizations you gave us were full of mercury. So now I see the third world like a rap game soldier. Nationalize the industry and take it over. Lock and hold your gun where I'm from, the third world. Son, in the many places, but I'm third world born. Gorillas hit and run where I'm from, the third world. You polluted everything and now the third world's gone. Water's poison where I'm from, the third world's gone. 700 children died by the end of the storm. Revolution will come where I'm from, the third world's gone. Constant occupation leads the third world's gone.
Third world, the gritty, grimy sword is cracked.
Together you got to move. Drummer, smooth.
welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Immortal Technique, Third World. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Without further ado, you just might as well go on into that Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Well, black folks, black women in particular, just get disrespected, Brown Sugar. Why?
You know, I have no idea. It's so disheartening and sad, and I don't even have the words for it.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, I can't.
You can't be bootylicious on the phone, on the plane. You can't just be sexy walking down the street. I mean, it's just nothing. Just, what am I talking about here? There is a cartoon where where the princess, the white princess, is not allowed to say some words or something like that. And so when she says those words,
she can't talk to her husband. She can't talk to her future husband.
Yes, can't talk to her future husband. And so she gets turned ugly. And what is ugly?
Well, they said she loses her beauty.
Right.
So it doesn't say that she turns. It is the same thing. I'm just saying how they're, you know, she loses her beauty.
Right. She's beautiful as a white woman, but she loses her beauty as a black woman.
Yeah.
I'm like, whew. I don't mean.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's believable. I mean, it's one of those things where there's no shock. It shouldn't be any shock, the depth that the white people go to make black folks just feel bad about being black. It's like, just gonna put it in the cartoon. Like, I mean, you're a little girl and you was watching that and she was pretty as white, but then all of a sudden she's not beautiful as black.
Yeah, she loses her beauty.
Yep.
And she's a black woman, and she apologizes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my prince.
Mm.
But I could not bear, just the dialogue alone made me cringe.
Well, we'll just say that it's not a cartoon movie that I would ever recommend for anybody to watch. Hence, I won't say the name.
The sad thing about it is it's on YouTube.
Right.
And most parents don't monitor YouTube with their kids because it's just too much. You just can't. It's just so much stuff that you really can't, because each video can take you somewhere else. So maybe a child was watching The Princess and the Frog, and it was just, you know, a nice, you know, make fairy tale. And then maybe she watched The Gingerbread Man, you know, something like that. And then this comes up. And she sits there and watches it because she's not, you know, it's no different. It doesn't look any different than any other cartoon. So that's the hard part. Like, there's just no way you can monitor.
No. And, that's that random algorithm that they have that just takes you all over the place. And, you know, for us, it's a daily operation, the disrespect that all day, every day, videos, over the air, doesn't matter where you go, whether you're ASAP Rocky over in Sweden, or you're on YouTube, the disrespect that's going to come towards you, not that he didn't earn it, but I'm just saying. That's just
ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean,
2 weeks instead of 3 days. It's funny. He earned that though. But yeah, this right here, and so we talk about double standards. Roman Polanski, he's embraced in Europe. I mean, this is a dude that admitted to statutory rape of a 13-year-old girl in 1977, long time ago. And he's got a history of other sexual abuse allegations. He's got the premiere at the Venice Film Festival this fall of his new movie. And so, you know, there are some people who would say, well, hey, look at what happened to Bill Cosby, and how come Roman Polanski doesn't go to jail? I mean, I think we know why. It goes without saying, because the laws and rules are different for us and them. If you don't know by now, hell, you're never going to know.
Exactly.
it's Groundhog Day. It's a never-ending thing. My thing is, and I'm always stuck, like, hey, well, we shouldn't measure ourselves against them. I mean, just because they do it don't mean that, you know, we should do it. And to say, they should all be treated the same. Yeah, all criminals should be treated the same. But you know, because you don't view yourself as quite as important in the world scheme. Because, I mean, it's a black thing. You know, they talk about it's a black thing. You got to understand, black folks don't look out for themselves and look out for each other like they should. We'll support white people's everything. I mean, even white people will put on some stuff with black folks, and we'll support that, i.e. Black Panther breaking the $1 billion. But will you go see a black film? Nope. Done by a black person? Exclusively? Nope. I mean, it's one of those things. It happens so much that it would be heartbreaking if you don't understand that it's the colonialism, or you're just taught to hate yourself. And so
I was gonna say, we've been conditioned, though. We've been conditioned not to support each other. We've been conditioned to not help each other. So, I mean, it's something that I think collectively we're going to have to, like, focus on. Like, okay, this has been what we were, you know, that we've been conditioned to not support each other, to not be there for each other. And this is what we need to do to start doing it. But, you know, it's really hard. It's really hard, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah,
it really is hard.
It sounds like it's hard, but it actually isn't. See, because it's you just do it. I mean, I'm going to say this. Even though I can be disappointed in black folks, I still love people who look like me. I love me when I look in the mirror, and I still have faith in black people. Even though everybody says we're the worst, we're treated the worst, whatnot, nope, I'm still going to stay on that side. I'm going to represent people who look like me,
me. I love black people too, as well. I have a passion for us one day to become, you know, something greater than what we are now. But it has to be collect. And I know there's good and bad in every situation. There's good and bad in every race. And I know a lot of what goes on in our community is emphasized and is, you know, magnified like 1,000 times as opposed to, you know, you're talking about, you know, slavery, sex trafficking, you know, there's other nationalities that do it way more often than probably we would do it, but you never hear about it.
Right.
So,
well, I mean,
you know, so, I think until we learn that, you know, certain things just are not for us, that certain lifestyles are not for us.
Well,
you know, I understand, you know, people got to do what they got to do, or they feel like they got to, you know, feed their family or whatever the issue is, or, you know, but not, it's not for us. Like you were saying, it, the system is not set up for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, for example, there are 16 Marines that was arrested in Camp Pendleton down in Oceanside in the San Diego North County for slavery or human trafficking, as they call it, and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 8 more that were questioned. So it's a whole thing. I mean, they didn't release no names or nothing, but it was just, yeah, they were arrested for trafficking, a.k.a. what it really is, slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not out there. And we once again, we talk about, you know, double standards, what's not for us, whatever. I mean, if it's black folks that's doing it, guess what? Front and center. You don't get that front page view. They gonna find the ugliest shot of you that they can. And you know, not to harp on this, because I'm always saying it, and I believe we need to focus on ourselves. I mean, a lot of times we focus on what white folks are doing to us. And, you know, I say until we as a collective decide that we're tired of it and we move as a collective, it's just, and that's what I'm always arguing. Like I was just saying, like, well, hey, if you want to be ASAP Rocky and you don't care about Ferguson, guess what? You don't care that they don't want to find black women to be on the plane without covering up. I mean, there's got to be some common ground where you can care about black folks. I'm guessing he'll find it now. I'm guessing he'll think about it now. It takes some massive disrespectful thing to happen to you for you to realize, shit, I'm black and they hate me. They disrespect
me. Yeah, and you know, and until you're in those shoes, you don't necessarily understand it. So, you know, and like people always say, you take a walk in my shoes and you'll understand. And, you know, that is true. There's a lot of things I didn't understand for some people going through some things, and I went through it, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, this is major. This is difficult. This is a challenge. So maybe he will, you know, have a change of heart, but, you know.
Yep.
I don't know.
And if he doesn't, hey, shame on him. And anybody who, if you can't look at the current climate of disrespect, I mean, it's that blatant disrespect from a century ago that is back. If you can't see it now, if you can't realize, hey, they really coming at us. They really coming at us. If you can't see it by now, I mean, I don't even know what to say to you. I mean, you're going to get that work. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F, the N-word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.